USA Radio News.
Today, by a 5-4 margin, the Supreme Court of the United States upheld President Trump's travel ban. The president reacted to the ruling.
We have to be tough and we have to be safe and we have to be secure. At a minimum, we have to make sure that we vet people coming into the country. We know who's coming in. We know where they're coming from. We just have to know who's coming here.
Also at that cabinet meeting, the president discussed NAFTA and Mexico.
We can't allow Mexico to have a NAFTA deal that gives them over $100 billion. And I call it profit. You know, you can divide that up any way you want to do it. I call it profit. We can't allow Mexico to take $100 billion. We can't give China anywhere from $375 to $100 to $500.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
New home sales are up, according to the government. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Commerce Department says new home sales did jump 6.7% last month, selling at a seasonably adjusted rate of 689,000. Now, that's the highest level since last November. Sales in the South responsible for a bulk of those transactions, as sales actually dropped in the Northeast and in the West. Experts say although sales growth is strong, construction is still running below historic averages. Roughly 2.7 homes are being built for every 1,000 Americans. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Judicial Watch filed an ethics complaint against Representative Maxine Waters for inciting violence and assault among the Trump cabinet. Waters did try to backtrack on some of her comments.
I believe in peaceful protest. It is guaranteed to you in a democracy. I have no way of telling people how to protest, what they should protest.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles has a new book out titled Believe It. Now, in the book, he talks about many things that keep him grounded, including one tradition he has with his wife.
We really wanted to make sure, like, our marriage, like, we had that, you know, during the season, like, Friday night, date night, because, you know, I'm at practice, she's being mom, and she's doing everything she can at the house, and, you know, that's a full-time job in itself, and then I come home. So we wanted to make sure that we had that night to ourselves to go out for a few hours and just enjoy one another.
Foles also talks about how his faith is such a huge part in his life.
We all have our own story. We all have our own journey that we've been on. And, you know, the big point of my career was a couple years ago when I was going to step away. It was a time for me to step back and reflect on just the journey of my life and, you know, what God has done in my life. And, you know, it was really humbling. It was a tough, you know, probably seven, eight months that I was going through just deep inside. But just going through that with my family, going through that, you know, staying in prayer, staying in the Word, leaning on people near me that I knew have my best interests and love me. You know, it was a battle. It's not easy, but I was able to come out of it learning a lot and overcoming some fears that I had, and I think we all have fears that we face.
Zach Bryan is a conservative actor in Hollywood. He says he's been blacklisted due to his conservative beliefs. He says the left will say one thing but then do the opposite.
It's very much a one-way street. You know, it's kind of coming from a lot of your elitists and then their little minions that kind of just do whatever they say, in my opinion. And it's very frustrating.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.